السلام عليكم. ما شاء الله. طيب نكمل إن شاء الله من حيث كنا وصلنا. Let us continue from where we stopped the past time. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. ذكرنا في الدرس الماضي الآية من سورة آل عمران التي فيها ذكر المحكم والمتشابه. We mentioned in the past class the verse from Surah Al-Imran which talks about Al-Muhkam and Al-Mutashabih. قال المؤلف رحمه الله, the author, may Allah have mercy on him, said الآيات المحكمة, the explicit verses, هي ما لا يحتمل من التأويل بحسب وضع اللغة إلا وجها واحدا. Are those verses who do not accept to be interpreted according to the language except in one way. أو ما عرف المراد منه بوضوح, or what its meaning is well known very clearly. كقوله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء, وقوله ولم يكن له كفوا أحد, وقوله هل تعلم له سميا. Like the saying of Allah Ta'ala in Surah Ash-Shura, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, and the saying of Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Ikhlas, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ, and the saying of Allah Ta'ala in Surah Maryam, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًّا, the 65th verse in Surah Maryam. هذا تعريف الآيات المحكمة. This is the definition of the explicit verses. ما لا يحتمل بحسب اللغة إلا معنى واحدا, which does not accept according to the language except one meaning. أو الذي هو معناه واضح معروف بلا أي لبس. Or the verse which has a meaning which is well known without any confusion about it. مثل قوله تعالى هل تعلم له سميا, يعني هل تعلم له مثلا, أي أن الله تعالى ليس له مثيل سبحانه. Like the 65th verse of Surah Maryam, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيَّا, which means there is no one similar to Allah تبارك وتعالى or equal to Him. هذه الآيات المحكمة لا يجوز إخراجها عن ظاهرها. Explicit verses are interpreted according to the apparent meaning because they do not bear other meanings. They cannot bear other meanings. So it is not permissible to interpret them according to another meaning. وأغلب آيات القرآن محكمة. Most of the verses of Al-Quran are of this type. Explicit verses. محكمة. وأما الآيات المتشابهة فتعريفها كما قال المؤلف رحمه الله: المتشابه هو ما لم تتضح دلالته أو يحتمل أوجها عديدة واحتاج إلى النظر لحمله على الوجه المطابق. As for the verses that are mutashabiha, the definition of such verse is mentioned by the saying of the author. Al-mutashabih represents the verses that are not obvious. The meaning is not obvious, or can bear, according to the language, several meanings. And they need to think, so one would, they need for thinking, for one to give them the appropriate meaning, or interpret them according to the appropriate meaning. يعني أن الآيات المتشابهة ينظر فيها أهل العلم الذين لهم دراية بهذا الفن فيحملونها على الوجه المطابق. This means that the people of knowledge who have enough knowledge and pertain to this issue, they would check the verses that are mutashabiha to interpret them according to the proper meaning. وكما سبق وقلنا القرآن آياته المحكمة هي أم الكتاب. And as we mentioned previously, the explicit verses are the base of Al-Quran. وإليها ترد كل الآيات المتشابهة. So all the متشابه verses need to be interpreted in compliance with the explicit verses. لأن المحكم هو الأساس والأم, because the explicit verses are the base of Al-Quran as it is mentioned in Al-Quran. فلا يجوز تفسير المتشابه على ما لا يوافق المحكم. So it is not permissible to interpret a verse that is mutashabiha in a way that contradicts المحكم, the explicit verses. لأن آيات القرآن تتعاضد يعضد بعضها بعضا يصدق بعضها بعضا ولا تتناقض. Because the verses of Al-Quran supports each other and do not contradict each other. They do not contradict each other. فلا بد في الآيات المتشابهة من تأويلها وعدم حملها على الظاهر حتى توافق المحكم. So for the meaning of the متشابه, of the verses that are متشابهة, for these meanings to be in compliance with the meanings of the explicit verses, they need to be interpreted, or there is a need to infer to them meanings other than the apparent meanings. لأن حمل المتشابه على الظاهر يناقض المحكم. Because interpreting the verses that are متشابهة according to the apparent meaning contradicts the explicit verses of Al-Quran. مثال ذلك قول الله تعالى الرحمن على العرش استوى. An example of that is the saying of Allah تبارك وتعالى الرحمن على العرش استوى. هذه الآية لو حملت على معناها الظاهر لكان معناها الله تعالى جلس على العرش. This verse, if it is interpreted according to its apparent meaning, then it would be interpreted to mean Allah sits on العرش. لكن هذا التفسير باطل. But this such interpretation is false. لأنه يخالف الآيات المحكمة. Because it contradicts the explicit verses. يخالف آيات أخرى في القرآن. It contradicts other verses in القرآن. ولا يجوز أن تضرب الآيات بعضها ببعض. And it is not permissible to interpret a verse in القرآن in a way that this interpretation contradicts the meaning of another verse. لأن القرآن كله حق وصدق. Because القرآن all of it is truthful. ليس فيه شيء باطل. There is nothing wrong in القرآن. فلا بد أن يكون معاني آياته متوافقا. So the meanings of its verses have to be in compliance. Or in agreement. فيقال كلمة استوى لها في اللغة معاني كثيرة. The scholars said the term استوى has in the Arabic language many meanings. بعضهم قال 15 معنى. Some scholars said 15 different meanings. استوى يكون بمعنى جلسة. استوى has the meaning of sitting. واستقر to establish, being established. وعلى ارتفع بالمكان to be above, that is in place. وعلى علو مكانه. Also, it means above in status. نضج to become mature and to become ripe also. تساوى to be equal to. At the same level. قهر to subjugate and overcome. إلى غير ذلك من معاني. With other meanings. فكلمة استوى في لغة العرب لها معان كثيرة. It has, this term has in the Arabic language several meanings. المعنى الذي لا يليق بالله قطعا ليس هو المراد في هذه الآية. Every and each meaning of this word that does not befit Allah, for sure it is not meant in this verse. Isn't it the case? فكل المعاني التي هي ترجع إلى صفات المخلوقين قطعا ليست هي المرادة. So all the meanings that refer to the attributes of the creation, all the meanings that are attributes of the creation, for sure are not meant in this verse. إنما المعنى الذي يليق بالله هو ما ليس من صفات المخلوقين. Rather, what befits Allah تبارك وتعالى is the meaning that is not among the attributes of the creation. مثلا يليق مثلا معنى علو المكانة لائق بالله. For example, the meaning of having the highest status befits Allah تبارك وتعالى. The meaning of the highest status befits Allah تبارك وتعالى. مثلا معنى القهر يليق بالله. For example, the meaning of overcome or the meaning of subjugate, sorry, befits Allah تبارك وتعالى. فلا يجوز أن يكون لهذه الآية معنى إلا معنى يليق بالله. So this verse cannot have a meaning except a meaning that befits Allah تبارك وتعالى. هنا أهل السنة انقسموا فريقين. يعني بعد أن اتفقوا على هذا انقسموا فريقين. After agreeing on this issue, the scholars of Ahl al-Sunnah are of two groups. بعضهم قال نحن نقول الله تعالى هذه الآية لها معنى يليق بالله ليس كمعاني المخلوقين ولا نعين المعنى. Some of them said, we say that this verse has a meaning that befits Allah تبارك وتعالى, and we do not specify what meaning it is. نقول ليس معناه الجلوس ولا الاستقرار ولا أي صفة من صفات المخلوقات. They said, we say that it does not mean to sit, it does not mean to be established, it does not mean to be above with distance. Okay. All the meanings that do not befit Allah تبارك وتعالى, we say that they are not meant by this verse. But we do not specify the meaning which is meant by the verse. هذا المسلك يقال له تأويل إجمالي. This way of dealing with these verses is called in Arabic التأويل الإجمالي. If you want to translate it into English, you might say I don't know how to translate it in English. To infer a meaning, you cannot say to infer a meaning. Yeah, to infer a meaning other than the apparent meaning in a general way. Does it make sense? التأويل الإجمالي. تأويل means to infer a meaning other than the apparent meaning. الإجمالي, it means without specifying. If you want to say infer a meaning other than the apparent meaning without specifying this meaning, this would be a long sentence, but this is what it means. Hey, other than the apparent meaning without specifying the meaning. It means a meaning that befits Allah, of course, as we said. طيب. وهذا المسلك سلكه كثير من السلف. A lot among the scholars who lived during the first 300 years after Al-Hijrah followed this way. لم يعينوا المعنى المراد. They did not specify the meaning. قالوا له معنى يليق بالله ليس المعنى الظاهر. All of them, they said, the apparent meaning is not meant. It has a meaning that befits Allah, but they did not specify what is that meaning. And again, I'm saying most of most of, not all, most of the scholars who lived during the first 300 years, this is what they did. بالنسبة لهذه الآية ولغيرها من الآيات. In regards of this verse and other similar verses, غيرها من الآيات المتشابهة. لأنه في أيامهم ما كان هناك حاجة إلى تعيين المعنى المراد. Because during their time, there was no need to specify the meaning which is meant. There was no need. الناس كان أغلب الناس عقائدهم صافية. Most of the people who said about themselves that they are Muslims, their creeds were pure. They had the proper creed. وأفهامهم كانت أقوى بكثير من أفهام أهل هذا الزمن من حيث العموم. And in general, their understandings were much stronger about the issues of the religion than the understanding of most of the Muslims nowadays. فَلَمْ يَحْتَجْ عُلَمَاءُ ذَلِكَ الزَّمَنِ إِلَى تَوْسِيعِ الْكَلَامِ فِي هَذَا الْبَابِ. So the scholars of that time were not in need to go to elaborate more on this issue. كان يكفي الناس يعرفون أن الخالق لا يشبه المخلوق. People knew that Allah Ta'ala does not resemble the creation. وكانوا أقرب إلى معرفة لغة العرب. And they were closer to know the Arabic language. وكانوا يعرفون أن الكلمة لها معاني كثيرة. And they knew that one word sometimes would have many meanings. وكانوا يعرفون كثيرا من المعاني اللائقة. And they knew a lot among the befitting meanings. فكان علماء السلف كل ما يحتاجون أن يقولوه إن لها معنى ليس كمعاني المخلوقات يليق بالله. So all what they needed to say, the scholars at that time, most of the times, not always, most of the times, all what they needed to say is that such verse has a meaning that befits Allah. It is not the apparent meaning. And without specifying the meaning, and that was enough. People would understand what is meant by that. ثم ضعفت الأفهام وكثر ظهور البدع. After that, a lot of misguided beliefs appeared. A lot of misguided sects appeared. The understanding of the people got weaker. لذلك احتاج العلماء إلى تعيين المعنى حفظا لعقائد الناس. This is why the scholars were in need to specify the meaning meant by the verse to protect the belief of the Muslims, the creeds of the Muslims. صار الواحد إذا قيل له له معنى يليق بالله ليس كمعاني المخلوقين كثير من الناس لا يفهموا المقصود من ذلك. Many people became in a situation that if you tell them this verse has a meaning that befits Allah and does not resemble the meanings of the creation, this wouldn't be enough for them to understand, to preserve their proper creed. للحفاظ على العقيدة الصحيحة التي عندهم. لأن البدعي يأتي إليهم فيقول لهم هذا اللفظ ويحمل الآية على محمل باطل. Because the people of misguidance would come to them and say this same statement while inferring a wrong meaning to the verse. Using the same statement which is correct while inferring a wrong meaning to the verse. لذلك علماء أهل السنة بعد القرون الثلاثة الأول بأغلبهم سلكوا المسلك الثاني الذي هو التأويل التفصيلي بتعيين al-ma'na al-murad. This is why the scholars of Ahl Sunnah, and again most of them, not all of them, who lived after the first 300 years, they followed the second way in dealing with these verses by saying that these verses have meanings that befit Allah and does not resemble the meanings of the creation. With, they added to that, they specified the meanings meant by the verses. كُلٌّ مِنَ الْمَسْلَكَيْنِ لَا بَأْسَ بِهِ. Both ways are okay. إِذَا سَلَكَ الْإِنسَانِ مَسْلَك تَعْيِينِ الْمَعْنَى الْمُرَادِ مَسْلَك أَغْلَبِ الْخَلَفِ لَا بَأْسَ بِهِ. وَإِذَا سَلَكَ مَسْلَكَ التَّأْوِيلِ الْإِجْمَالِي لَا بَأْسَ بِذَلِكَ. If one goes according either ways, it is okay. If one specifies by following the scholars, not out of, not, we do not specify ourselves out of our own opinions, but relying on the sayings of the reliable interpreters of Al-Quran. If one specifies the meaning meant by the verse, this is okay. And if one says that it has a meaning that befits Allah Ta'ala without resembling Allah to the creation and without this meaning being a meaning of the creation, it is okay also. Both an attribute of the creation. Both ways are okay. One can follow either of them. لِأَنَّهُمَا يَتَّفِقَانِ فِي الْأَصْلِ. Because their base is one. كِلَا الْمَسْلَكَيْنِ فِيهِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يُشْبِهُ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. Both ways agree that Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى does not resemble the creation. وَأَنَّ صِفَاتِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ لَا يَجُوزُ أَنْ يُوصَفَ اللَّهُ بِهَا. And it is not permissible to attribute to Allah the attributes of the creation. إِلَى هُنَا وَاضِحْ. Up till here. Is it clear? ثم هذان المسلكان كانا في السلف أيضا. Now to go more into details, know that even among the scholars who lived during the first 300 years, these two ways existed. بعضهم أول تأويلا تفصيليا وبعضهم قسم منهم أول تأويلا إجماليا. لكن قسم أول تأويلا تفصيليا. So even among the scholars who lived during the first 300 years, among them there are people who specified the meant meanings in the verses that are متشابهة. لا سيما عند الحاجة. Especially when they found that there is a need for that. الإمام أحمد بن حنبل مرة كان يناظره بعض المبتدعة. الإمام أحمد بن حنبل, at one time some deviant people were having a kind of debate with him in front of other people. فقالوا له أوردوا عليه حديثا تجيء سورة كذا وسورة كذا. فقال إنما هو الثواب. قال معنى الحديث تجيء سورة كذا وسورة كذا ليس أن السورة تتحرك بنفسها, إنما المراد يظهر ثوابها, ينال المؤمن ثوابها. So to support their claim, and I'm not going to explain what their claim was, so, but just to support their claim, they mentioned the hadith in which it is mentioned تَجِئُ سُورَةُ كَذَا, يعني in which it is mentioned such surah would come on the day of judgment. And such surah would come. And Imam Ahmad told them, this means the reward comes. The person gets the reward of reciting this surah and that surah. It does not mean that the surah from Al-Quran comes like by itself like that. It means this refers to the reward of reciting this surah. ثم أكمل فقال قال الله تعالى وجاء ربك وإنما تأتي قدرته. يعني قال إمام أحمد أكمل استدل على كلامه قال أليس قال الله تعالى في القرآن وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا. هذا لا يعني أن الله ينتقل من مكان إلى مكان لأنه ليس جسما. إنما معنى وجاء ربك أي جاءت قدرة ربك، أي أثر قدرة ربك، جاء أثر قدرة ربك، ظهر أثر قدرة ربك. He continued to say, didn't Allah say in Al-Quran, وجاء ربك؟ This does not mean that Allah تبارك وتعالى comes and moves from one place to another, because Allah is not a body. He said the meaning of that is that the trace of the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala appears on the day of judgment. This is what comes, this is what appears on the day of judgment. فَفَسَّرَ أَوَّلَ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ بِتَعْيِينِ الْمَعْنَى الْمُرَادِ. So he interpreted the verse وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ, which is a mutashabiha verse, by specifying the meaning, by giving it a specified meaning. He did not just say this has a meaning that befits Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No. He specified the meaning because he found a need for that, to do that at that time. وأحمد كما تعرفون من أهل القرون الثلاثة الأول. الإمام أحمد, as you know, he lived during the first 300 years. ومثل هذا نقل عن غيره من السلف. Similar statements were copied from other people who lived during that time. منهم من الصحابة ومنهم من التابعين ومنهم من أتباع التابعين. Some of them are among the companions, some among the followers of the companions, and some among the followers of the followers. إلى هنا واضح. Up till here, is it clear? لماذا نذكر هذا التفصيل? Why are we mentioning all these details? لماذا لا نكتفي بما يعرفه عجائز المسلمين? أن الله موجود لا يشبه الموجودات, صفاته لا تشبه صفات المخلوقات, ونكتفي بهذا. Why don't we just mention what even the old layman people among the Muslims know, that Allah does not resemble the creation and the attributes of Allah do not resemble the attributes of the creation, without going into these details? Because لأنه في هذه الأيام يوجد من يتكلم بكلام باطل بما يتعلق بهذه الآيات. فيحتاج الواحد منا لوقاية نفسه ووقاية أهله وجيرانه وأصدقائه ومعارفه إلى معرفة هذا التفصيل. Because nowadays there are people who misguide others in what pertains to these verses. So one needs to know some of these details to protect oneself, to protect one's family, to protect one's friends and other people in the community from this misguidance. ومثل هذه الآية مثل قوله تعالى الرحمن على العرش استوى آيات أخرى. And similar to this verse الرحمن على العرش استوى, there are other verses. إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب. الله قال إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. بعض الناس لأجل كلمة إليه ظن أن الله تبارك, ولأجل كلمة إليه ولأجل كلمة يصعد, ظن أن الله تبارك وتعالى في مكان فوق, وأن الكلام الطيب يصعد إلى فوق إلى حيث الله. هكذا قال. Another verse is the verse إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب. Because the term إليه, some people thought that this verse means that Allah exists somewhere above, and that the good statements, the statements that has reward, go up to Him. This is how they interpreted this verse. Because the term إله, they interpreted the term إله to mean to His direction, something like that. مع أن هذا التفسير باطل, although this interpretation is false. لا يجوز اعتقاد أن الله تعالى قاعد في مكان لا فوق ولا تحت. It is not permissible to believe that Allah exists in a place, neither up nor down. ولا إلى اليمين ولا إلى الشمال. Nor to the right nor to the left. ولا إلى الأمام ولا إلى الخلف. Nor to the front or the back. كل ما هو موجود في مكان فهو محدود. Everything that exists in a place has limits. والله خالق الأماكن. Allah created the places. كان قبل المكان بلا مكان. He existed before the places without places. وبعد أن خلق الأماكن لا يحتاج إليها. And after He created the places, He is not in need to the places, of the places. سبحانه. المكان ما هو? What is a place? المكان هو الحيز الذي يأخذه الجسم من الفراغ. The place is the space which is occupied by a body, by a volume. That's the place. لا يجوز أن يوصف الله بذلك. It is not permissible to attribute Allah with that. لأن هذا وصف لله بالحجم والكمية. Because by this one would be attributing Allah with a volume, limits, a quantity. والله منزه عن ذلك. Allah is clear from that, of that. Allah هو خالق الأحجام والكميات. Allah is the creator of the volumes and the quantities. أليس قال الله تعالى كل شيء عنده بمقدار? Didn't Allah say in the Quran وكل شيء عنده بمقدار? Which means everything that, يعني أي كل ما خلقه الله له حجم, له مقدار, له كمية. Which means everything that Allah created has a quantity, a volume. هل يجوز أن يوصف الله بمثل ذلك? لا يجوز. So it is not permissible to attribute Allah with such matter, with the attributes of the creation. كلمة إلى لها معاني كثيرة. The term إلى can have different meanings. والكلام ليس جسما يصعد وينزل. And on top of that, the speech is not a body that goes up and down. إنما معنى الآية أن الكلام الطيب الله تبارك وتعالى يقبله. Rather, the meaning of the verse is that the good words, Allah accepts them. That is, rewards the one who says them. It does not mean that the words themselves, they go up when one says them. It doesn't make sense. The words are not bodies that move from one place to another. الله تعالى أليس أنت تقول في الصلاة وجهت وجهي للذي خلق للذي خلق السماوات الذي فطر السماوات والأرض هل معنى ذلك أنك هذه كلمة اللام هنا أو أليس جاء في الحديث خلينا على إله فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله هل معنى ذلك من هاجر من مكة إلى المدينة هاجر إلى مكان الله فيه بسبب كلمة إله لا Isn't it mentioned in the famous hadith فمن هاجر إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله The term إله is used in this hadith and this hadith does not mean the one who immigrated to a place where Allah is and the Prophet is then his immigration would be for that. This is not what the hadith means. It means the one who immigrated seeking the acceptance of Allah for the sake of Allah. This is what it means. So not every time you have this term ilah, it means a place. Or if it is attributed to Allah Ta'ala. I know sometimes explaining this in English might be a little bit yani I'm not very skillful so you might not understand it very well or do you understand it very well? Is it clear? In brief Not every time, yani wherever there is a verse that can bear several meanings, it is not permissible to interpret it according to the meaning which is among the attributes of the creation, if it refers to Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is the rule. Wadih ila huna? سيدنا إبراهيم قال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين وكان ذهب من العراق إلى فلسطين هل معنى ذلك أن الله كان في فلسطين؟ لا الله mentioned in القرآن that our prophet Ibrahim said إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين So there is this term ila before the term Rabbi, which means my God, my Lord. This verse does not mean that Prophet Ibrahim said, I am going to the place where my Lord exists. When he went, he said that when he wanted to go from Iraq to Palestine. So he said, Inni zahibun ila Rabbi, sayahdeen. It does not mean I'm going to the place where my Lord exists. Although it has this term, ila. Rather, it means I'm going to the place where I would get the blessings from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To the place that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed. So it's not that whenever you find this term ila before the term Allah or Rabbi or the like, it means it refers to a place as some people might misunderstand because they lack the proper understanding of the Arabic language. الخلاصة أن تفسير الآيات المتشابهة يجب أن يرد إلى الآيات المحكمة. In brief, the interpretation of the verses that are mutashabiha has to be in compliance with the explicit verse. هذا في المتشابه الذي يجوز للعلماء أن يعلموه. This refers to that mutashabih verses that the scholars can know their meanings. Didn't we say there is a type of mutashabih that no one knows but Allah Ta'ala? So we are not talking about that type. We are talking about the type of mutashabih which the scholars can know. It is possible for them to know about its interpretation. أما المتشابه الذي أريد بقوله تعالى وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله على قراءة الوقف على لفظ الجلالة فهو ما كان مثل وجبة القيامة وخروج الدجال على التحديد هذا لا يجوز أن يعلمه إلا الله فليس من قبيل آية الاستواء هذه الآية على قراءة الوقف لا تعني مثل آية الاستواء. As for the type of متشابه which is meant by the saying of Allah وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله, when you stop at the term إلا الله, it refers to the specific time of the day of judgment and the specific time of the appearance of Ad-Dajjal and the like, which is not known by others than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So it does not refer this verse, while you stop at the term illallah, does not refer to the verse like Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshi istawa or the like. These verses, so you have two types of mutashabih. One type, the scholars might know their meanings, and another type, which no one knows when it happens, the time of happening. They refer to something that happens, and no one knows when it happens other than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So you have these two types. When we say that the scholars might know and the scholars interpreted and the scholars said, this refers to the type that the scholars might know. It is possible for them to know their interpretation. It does not refer to what is not known except by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I think the subject is summarized. Is it clear? Do you have any questions pertaining to this? No, Shahid first. The saying of Al-Imam Ahmad is narrated by several. One of them is Al-Bayhaqi in his book Manaqib Ahmad. Another one is Ibn al-Jawzi in his book called also Manaqib Ahmad. فيه معنى زائد عن الذي قبله صحيح هل ايش ما سمعت هل كما قلنا هو ان يطلعه الله ان يعلم ماذا ما هو معنى هذه الآية إما ظنا ما يعني يحدد المعنى المراد إما ظنا وإما قطعا هذا معنى ما شرط يكون مجتهد؟ لا، إذا هذا سؤالك، هذا سؤالك. لا، ما ذكرت، أنا قلت إنه خالفوا، ما فت بيناتهم أنا. بدي أعرف شو، ما عم بفهم السؤال. أحيانا يكون باجتهاد، نعم، وأحيانا ما في بيقين، ما بيكون المعنى، لا تحتمل معنى يعين إلا هذا المعنى، وأحيانا يكون باجتهاد، نعم. الظاهر يعني الذي يستعمل لفظ أكثر في أكثر الاستعمال بين الناس، استعماله بمعنى معين، هذا المعنى هو الظاهر. The apparent meaning of a statement is the meaning which is used mostly by people when they mention this statement. This is the apparent meaning. And if you hear the word without hearing the context, this meaning would be the first meaning that comes to your mind. This would be the apparent meaning. Now when you hear the context, that changes sometimes. But without hearing the context, this is the first meaning that comes to your mind. This is the apparent meaning of the word. نعم. تفضل حاج سعيد. أحيانا يأتي تأويل المنام بمعنى تفسيره، نعم. وبكم أبو صالح. بلى، بيأخذ العلم من شخص، بس أحيانا بيكون باجتهاد منه بناء على القواعد، ليس خارجا عن القواعد. Let me tell you one thing, and I don't want to go to elaborate on this issue. Sometimes the scholars of interpretation, they interpret the verse without referring to a hadith from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in interpreting it, and without referring to a statement from one of the companions, for example. Because there are certain verses that we did not hear, it did not reach us, their interpretations from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام or the companions, because for them they were very clear. Didn't need for them any explanation. Later, some people, some interpreters, would interpret them based on the rules of interpretation that they learned. It's not out of the mere opinion. It's not permissible to interpret Al-Quran out of one's own mere opinion. But the one who's qualified for that would interpret Al-Quran according to what he understood and deduced from the rules of interpretation. So he needs to go back to these rules, apply these rules, and interpret the verses if he is qualified for that. So if he does that, we do not object to him. And what makes this clear for you, a fact that makes this clear, that if you check what the companions said about the interpretation of certain verses, you would find one companion interpreted it in a way that differs from the other. Had they heard from the Prophet the interpretation of the verse, they would interpret it in one way. But because they did not hear the interpretation from the Prophet, so they did that based on the rules of interpretation. Sometimes there was a difference between their interpretations. And likewise the followers of the companions. So sometimes one might interpret something based on the rules that he learned, if he is qualified for that. Based on the rules, without this interpretation being copied from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam or the companions. And I don't want to go farther, but I think that it's beneficial to know this amount. Faddali. لا معينوا معينوا يعني قالوا لها معنى لا نقول هذا المعنى قهر ولا نقول ليس قهر لا ندخل في تعيين المعنى عرفتي ما عينوا ليس معناه نفى لا بس ما عينوا ما دخلوا في هذا تفضل وزير Of course, they are not bodies. What comes down would be a body. And how is that? I don't know. What moves from one place to another has to be a body. Tfaddal. كما ذكرنا الآية المحكمة يكون معناها واضحا ليس لها إلا معنى واحد أما الآية المتشابهة بحسب اللغة تحتمل عدة معاني أو كان معناها ليس واضحا فتحمل على المحكم هكذا يميز ليست واضحة يعني لو نظرت إليها وحدها من غير أن تأخذ بالاعتبار أموما أخرى لا يتضح معناها من النظر إليها وحدها يعني مثلا لو واحد قرأ لو فرضنا إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب إذا لم يأخذ في الاعتبار أن الله تعالى ليس جسما وأنه سبحانه وتعالى ليس في مكان وأنه جاء آيات أخرى قد لا يتضح له المعنى شو يعني إليه أصعد الكلم الطيب فتكون متشابهة وضح The ayah about Ibrahim عليه السلام إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين.
Use your iPhone.
Ayah, which surah? I will tell you, inshallah. Abu Salah, كان عندك سؤال؟ بلا شك فعل. Of course, Abdullah ibn Abbas. Sometimes he inferred specific meanings to certain verses that are mutashabiha. And other companions. حتى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ورد عنه مثل ذلك. Even the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, something similar to that was narrated from him. صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهل يشك عاقل يعرف لغة العرب أن هذا مما يعلم معناه بوضوح؟ You can't drag me where you want, Wahid. If I say I don't want to go into more details about something, Yeah, I know you didn't. I mean, you wouldn't be successful. This is what I mean. This is what I mean. Allah yubarik fik. Anta turidu la turid illa al-fa'idah. No, I didn't say it explicitly, but it was apparent. You know me. Allah yubarik bika. Tafaddal. كيف يكون معنى واحدا ولا تتضح الدلالة؟ لا شيء آخر، هذا شيء آخر، شيء زائد هو الذي رائد يحاول الوصول إليه، ولا أريد أن أدخل فيه الآن حتى يستقر هذا، نأتي إليه إن شاء الله. تفضل. Yeah, I said that Ahmed said a trace of the power of Allah. Is this what you're saying? Yeah, because on the day of judgment, a part of hellfire will be brought towards the people on that day. So that's things like that are meant by this saying of Allah Ta'ala. The hellfire is a trace of the power of Allah, of course. It means it is created by the power of Allah Ta'ala. تفضل. Go ahead, brother. There are two types of mutashabih verses. One type that the scholars can, Allah might enable them to know their meanings. And there are another type, there is another type of mutashabih verses that refer to certain incidents that Allah did not give anyone the knowledge of when these incidents would occur exactly. This second type, no one knows about it except Allah Ta'ala. The second type, you mean examples of the second type? Like, for example, the day of judgment, when does it occur? At what time exactly? No one knows. When Jibreel came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, having the shape of a human being, asking the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, so the Prophet would answer and the people would listen and benefit. Among the questions was, فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. Tell me about the time of the day of judgment. قَالَ مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The Prophet answered, I don't know when this will occur, just as you do not know when this will occur. Only Allah knows about it. This is an example. وَفِيك اللَّهِ يُبَارِكْ بِكُمْ. تفضلي. We will talk about this, inshallah. The Prophet never said such statement where Allah exists. He wouldn't say that. We will talk about it. Sometimes when they say that the blessings come from the sky down, so anything that moves from up to down has to be a body. This is what I said. As how the blessings come, sometimes the blessings would come through angels. This is something that has secrets, we don't know about that. So I don't advise to try to imagine. Certain things, I will give you an example. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام one day told Abu Huraira, there was a certain garment that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام made it open, like like a blanket or the like. And he told Abu Huraira, listen to what I'm going to say. Then the Prophet said, then after he said, he folded the blanket. And he told Abu Huraira, you are not going to forget what I told you. And he never forgot that. What's the relation between unfold it and folding it? There is, but for us, such matters, like these are secrets. We don't know about them. And I don't advise to think, because if you think about them, like the blessing that the angels come with, how does this go? We know Allah is the creator of everything. Stop there. Like one companion, he didn't know how to ride horses. If he rides the horse, then he cannot stay still on the horse. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made a movement towards him, and his situation changed. What's the relation between the movement and? But this is something we don't know about it. Such matters we don't know about them except very few. But what moves from one place to another has to be a body. Otherwise, this is what the judgment of the mind says. Because a body is a volume that fills a space. And when it moves, it empties one space and fills another. So this is the body. What travels through air? No, I'm asking. You don't know. So what you are asking me about, Ali? Of the wave. Which means? No. Oh, I'm asking.
If it's air,
then it's air, it's a body. If it's not air and it's not a body, then it's not a body. Isn't it? مجتهد لا 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 يشترط معرفة أن هذه الآية محكمة وأن هذه متشابهة ليست خاصة بالمجتهد وكذلك التفسير لا يشترط أن يكون مجتهدا إنما لابد أن يكون مستأهلا لابد أن يكون مستأهلا نفس الشيء وفيكم It is not a condition for one to interpret the mutashabih verses or the mutashabih hadith to be a mujtahid. No. What is a condition for such person to be qualified for that? But it is not a must that the person would be a mujtahid at the level of a mujtahid to do that. Some scholars, they authored in this field without being mujtahid. So it's not a condition. Tfaddali. Sahih. كلمة طيب مراد به هنا لا إله إلا الله يرفع العمل الصالح يجعله مقبولا فلا يقبل العمل الصالح إلا بالإيمان فيكم. هذا معناه والعمل الصالح يرفعه أي العمل الصالح يرفعه الكلم الطيب وأصل الكلام الطيب هو لا إله إلا الله فلا يرتفع عمل صالح أي لا يقبل عمل صالح للعبد إلا إذا كان مؤمنا هذا معنى الآية إلا بكلمة لا إله إلا الله بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.